Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana valava giribara dhari. Gopi jana valava giribara dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giridhara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. ಸಾಯ್ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನಗಾಲ ಗಿರಿಧಾರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನಗಾಲ ಗಿರಿಧಾರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋರ ನಂದನ ಭಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋರ ನಂದನ ಭಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋರ ನಂದನ ಭಜನ ರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ದುಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ದುಹಾರಿ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ತಂತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಮಾನಂದೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಾಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಾಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಾಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹೋಪಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, 10th chapter, text number 22. The chapter is entitled, Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Bodhyamanasya Rishibhi Atmanas Tajigri Kshataha Kanocha Nirabhidyetam Disha Shutram Gunagraha Bodhyamanasya Rishibhi Atmanas Tajigri Kshataha Kanocha Nirabhidyetam Disha Shrotram Gunagraha Bodhyamanasya Rishibhi Atmanas Tajigri Kshataha Kanocha Nirabhidyetam Dishah Shrutam Gunagraha Bodhyamanasya, desiring to understand, Rishibhi, by the authorities, Atmanaha, of the Supreme Being, Tat, that, Jigri Kshataha, when he desired to take up, Kanao, the ears, cha, also, nirabhidyetam, became manifested. Dishaha, the direction or the god of air. Shrotram, the power of hearing. Gunagraha, and the objects of hearing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. By development of the desire of the great sages to know, the ears, the power of hearing, the controlling deity of hearing, and the objects of hearing became manifested. The great sages desired to hear about the self. Please repeat. By development of the desire of the great sages to know, the ears, the power of hearing, the controlling deity of hearing, and the objects of hearing became manifested. The great sages
desire to hear
about the self
purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, by advancement of knowledge, one should try to know about the Supreme Lord, the Samam Bonam of everything. Knowledge does not mean knowledge only of the laws of nature or physical knowledge, which are working by the direction of the Lord. The scientists are eager to hear about the physical laws working in material nature. They are eager to hear through the medium of radio and television about things taking place far away from them on other planets. But they should know that the power of hearing and the instruments for hearing were given to them by the Lord for hearing about the self or about the Lord. Unfortunately, the power of hearing is misused in hearing the vibrations of mundane affairs. The great sages were interested in hearing about the Lord through Vedic knowledge and nothing more. That is the beginning of oral reception of knowledge. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurud Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Atitanam Pavenebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate kirim yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam shi chaitanya ishwaram. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, text, chapter, text 22. By development of the desire of the great sages to know, the ears, the power of hearing, the controlling deity of hearing and the objects of hearing became manifested. The great sages desired to hear about the self. Hare Krishna. First, I'd like to beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas gathered here. A lot of esteemed superiors, seniors, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, that if you may look kindly upon me, that I may try to serve by saying some words from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. The title of the chapter is very beautiful and is a really a matter-of-fact statement. Some would say bordering Hare Krishna fanaticism. Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. Try asking the Baptists if that's true. They'd have a different idea. My own coming to Krishna consciousness story, as mundane as it may be, starts with seeing a poster on campus. The poster says Bhakti Yoga Society. The topic is a cure for all diseases. Something similar to this. We see it, we think these people might be onto something, or they may be also herbalists like we are. But the topic is very provoking, that you actually want to go and hear what exactly will they say and what is this cure for all diseases. So such titles are meant to draw the living entity closer to hearing about such topics. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly meant to be accepted through oral reception so that one can uproot all their miseries. The Vedic motto is Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Let everyone become happy. So that's quite a tall order. How are you going to make everyone happy? You have to connect them to the reservoir of all happiness, the reservoir of all pleasure. And that reservoir of all happiness and pleasure is none other than Shri Krishna. And this Bhagavatam is saying, Satyam Param Dhimahi. That personality, who is the reservoir of happiness and pleasure, he has to be meditated upon. Now, how do I meditate about any subject or any object without hearing of it, knowing of it, getting details of it? So the Bhagavatam is dedicated to offering us the subject matter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sarvam Bhuvanam. And so in this chapter, it begins with giving the 10 topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, there are so many, but they are all summarized within these 10 categories. Atra, Saga, Visagas, Cha. First, the creation of all the elements by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Primary creation. Then followed by secondary creation, which is performed by our head of the Sampradaya, Brahmaji, puts together everything and arranges for the protection of the devotees, for putting the living beings wherever they need to be. Stanam, Posham, Poshanam. So Stanam means the place of dwelling. So this whole universe is described, 14 planetary systems, different environments where you get different bodies and different grades of happiness and distress based on one's previous karma, one is situated. So the accommodations have been provided. And then living being has to be protected by learning the science of God. So the science of God is what is missing in modern society. It is the gaping hole that is plaguing the so-called success of modern civilization. There's no clear information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything which is being observed is being observed from the conditioned perspectives of the conditioned souls. They may come under different designations. MA, PhD, as Honest Mahavishnu Swami says, permanent head damage. That the living being born in ignorance, doesn't know left from right, cannot feed themselves, cannot clothe themselves, receives some educations, ABC, 1, 2, 3, and later on gets certified by Harvard, by Princeton, by University of Johannesburg. And they become proud of their understanding, their knowledge. But what is this knowledge? A tiny dot of the expanse of material knowledge. So one becomes PhD in accounting, for example. So that's just one focus. But because the living being has been designated as a doctor, a master of this subject, it tends to act as earplugs to hear from higher authorities, spiritual authorities. But the science of God is then inviting all grades of men, learned, not learned, rich or poor, that if they come and they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then whatever is blocking their original consciousness, whether it's pride from beauty, from learning, from good parentage, that becomes removed. So then the next topic is about the manvantaras, that the universe has got different managers that are like taking shifts to make sure that everything is in order. Manvantare ishanukata. And after that, it is talking about mukti, nirodho, and ashraya. Liberation, how to get out of this material world. That is one subject that is really missing. We are being taught in the schools how to facilitate the body, how to enjoy the senses of the body. Therefore, karma to enjoy is primary. And practically everyone agrees on sense enjoyment. So let's find a way how we can live together and not stand in each other's way for enjoying our senses. And to effectively enjoy, one requires other. Economics, money, sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. For this lubricant of enjoyment, men are ready to risk their very lives. There are men under the ocean as we speak. There are men under the earth as we speak. There are men firing guns and cannons as we speak. Why are they doing all of these things? Well, I have to take care of myself, or I have to take care of my family. Basically, it's employment. They offer these services to get remuneration. But at the bottom of it is that to keep this body alive and to keep whatever is connected to this body also alive. So the education system is pushing towards economic viability for everyone. Because we maintain ourselves, right? It is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is maintaining everyone. It is us. You don't agree? So, without hearing about the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the via medium, the lover of God, the devotee of God, then we are hearing that man is the center of all things. And so this culture that we are living in is infecting even the devotees. Because if you are to be thrown into a lake, you must get wet. So we are in this lake of a paradigm which assets individuals as the center of it all, and which teaches us to expand our circle of influence, our circle of exploitation, and in that way become famous and honored and distinct from our fellow men. The culture of devotion is talking about mukti liberation, getting out of this material world, that this is not the place where it's at. There's another place. Three-fourths creation of this whole cosmic manifestation. There, it's not a place of sukha, it's a place of ananda, ever-increasing bliss. But these tidings are not given enough room to be broadcast. Therefore, the devotees carry this responsibility to broadcast this knowledge so that people can aim for liberation. In today's verse, we are hearing about how the process of hearing was manifested. Different aspects have been described. And so today, that there was a desire of the sages to know. And what do the sages want to know? They want to know about the self. They want to solve the problem of life. Sanatana Goswami, meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he laments that I'm being glorified to be triple PhD and I'm such a scholar, I know so many languages, I'm a pundit, but I don't know who I am. So he wants to know, okay, Ami, who am I? So this question we've heard many, many times Srila Prabhupada speak. We're not this body, we're the soul. Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We are the eternal servant of Krishna. But to be fixed in such consciousness is the actual tapasya of the living being, of the devotee, to stay in that identity. So the sages want to know about the self. Therefore, hearing has become facilitated by the Supreme Lord. Because people sometimes say, Prabhu, I have these eyes, I have these ears, you know, I have these senses. I didn't create them. And they seem to want certain things. I'm just answering the call. Why you have to come and tell me something as natural as wanting to enjoy my senses is bad for me? What am I supposed to do? Everybody's doing low enjoyment. What about me? So Krishna is very liberal because he himself is the supreme enjoyer. Devamrita Maharaj tells a story. He bought Krishna book and the three volumes. One, there's a picture there of Radha and Krishna outside. And on the first page it's written, Krishna the supreme enjoyer. So he had a girlfriend at the time who came to the room, and she's noticing that he's changing. And so she's going through his things on the table and she sees the book. She opens the first page and she reads, Krishna, the supreme enjoyer. She's like, my God. So she just couldn't understand, what? The supreme enjoyer, since when? How is this Krishna the supreme enjoyer? So Krishna is interested in enjoyment. And because we are his part and parcel, no wonder we are interested in enjoyment. It comes from him. He has no other duty except to enjoy different loving dealings with his different loving associates, eternally so. And so the living being, being part and parcel of Krishna, also has this spirit. But Krishna then helps us how to enjoy illegal and legal enjoyment. There's a way to enjoy, and this enjoyment must be in cooperation with the supreme enjoyer. It must be sanctioned by him, and that enjoyment of the devotee is spread throughout this mature world by the pure devotees in Parampara. They have not come to just restrict us, to make us suffer, to make us grind our teeth. It's dry, empty Hare Krishna life. Instead, they understand you have these senses and they want to be absorbed in some sense objects. And here are the sense objects for you to absorb yourself in. The example of Ambarish Maharaj. How he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord. Savai mana padara vindayo vachansi vaikunta gunano vanani. So it's a matter of engagement, a matter of absorption. But to come to this stage, one should hear about this potential for greater happiness, for ananda. So what are our prospects in the mature world? Is that we can push, push, shove, shove, kick, kick, get the cap, pay whatever we need to pay, you know, try to establish our small kingdom, get old and die. And then hopefully somebody will remember that so-and-so controlled some material energy this way or the other, and then unfortunately had to give it up. Whereas, what are the prospects spiritually? That this body is not who you are. What is demanding all this gratification is just a dress that has been imposed upon us. You, however, are the spark of divinity. You are an eternal being. This ananda is your birthright. And if you use that which will leave you anyway, this body, in the service of the owner of this facility, then you become freed from the chains. Then you can enter a world where every step is a dance, every word is a song, every day is a festival, every meal is a feast. So the prospects are way different. But it is difficult for us to appreciate that when we have not become sufficiently purified. We have not heard enough. Therefore, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridanta Stoya Bhadrani Vidunoti Surit Satam Nasta Prayasa Bhadre Sunityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, then Srimad Bhagavatam, because the words about Krishna, his name, his fame, his activities, qualities, are none different from Krishna. They are Krishna himself. No shortage. So Krishna, in the form of sound vibration, can cleanse the dirt in the heart. Basically, we're clinging to some hope that somehow or the other, if I arrange matter in this way or the other, if I arrange my economics, if I arrange my family life, if I move to a certain place, then, hoping against hope, we will tap into ananda, our birthright. But Bhagavatam is clearing away. Give up this hope. Give up this hope. And hold on to the liberated souls. Because they know what it is to be free from material conceptions and material illusions. So when we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, we associate directly with Krishna. Hearing about Krishna is not only for understanding, but it is also for transformation. Look at Srimati Rukmini Devi. She is raised in a palace as a princess, and she hears different people, sages who come to see her father. They are speaking about this Krishna. And having heard about Krishna, at some point she is completely convinced, attracted to Krishna, I want him as my husband. Regardless of the culture at the time, she writes a love letter and calls the priest that you should send this to Krishna. And she tells Krishna, O Bhuvana Sundara, O beauty of the world, having heard about your fame, your qualities, which enter the ear and take over the heart, without shame, I have decided that I want you as my husband. I know you may think this girl is being forward, but if I don't get you, then better to die. I'm being promised to this Shishupa, who's like a jackal. You are like a lion. Why should that which is meant for the lions be taken by jackals? You may be wondering how this may happen, but you should come if it pleases you, and you can kidnap me. In my family, there's a tradition before every wedding, because I've been promised to this Shishupal, and the day after tomorrow is the wedding. But a day before the wedding, there's a procession to the temple of Ambika, where the bride-to-be prays for the benedictions. So at that time, everyone will be relaxed. They will not be bringing any weapons, not ready for any fighting. At that time, you can come and you can kidnap me. But please, make sure, don't hurt my relatives. Don't harm my relatives. And upon receiving this news, Krishna, hearing also of the love of Rukmini, had determination to have him as the husband, he acted. So by hearing about Krishna, then Krishna becomes established within our hearts. Once upon a time, some of us here or online may have never heard of Krishna. Certainly in my life, 20 years, I had never heard of Krishna. In fact, there was some program on television, I think it was Mahabharat, South Africa, they've got this SABC3. And in the afternoons on Sunday, they tried to appease all the faith groups. And so I guess they were appeasing the Hindus, and they were, this Mahabharat was playing. But as you know, that type of Bollywood movies, they're just, they can be really ridiculous in one sense. All these men, you know, it's zooming in, zooming out, and every time the channel fell on that, I just, what is this, you know? I just changed the channel. Later when I realized, oh, this was Mahabharat, you know. All the warriors in gold and shiny armor and the weapons, you know, how they shoot and there's arrows everywhere. I just thought, ridiculous. But at some point, and this is the point, the Vaishnava is the most merciful, because the Vaishnava is going, conversing on behalf of Krishna. By the mercy of the Vaishnava, we can hear about Krishna. They come into our lives when we are completely involved, entangled, or sometimes thinking, how happy can life be? And they introduce us to Krishna by speaking about Krishna. And from the Vaishnava, such as Srila Prabhupada, consider, he left Vrindavan in ripe old age. He is a pure devotee of the Lord, a lover of the Lord. All who speak about Srila Prabhupada, if you read the book of, is it Mula Prakriti Mataji? His absorption in Harinam always chanting the name. His absorption and obsession about the mission of his guru, that he should go and preach in the West. His love for Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam, he brought that over. And one person, by the power of his speaking, because the people, the devotees, some of which are here, by hearing Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna, who is none different from the glories of his activities and pastime from his name, became established in their hearts. And accepting Krishna in the form of the sound vibration, they gave up other conceptions and dedicated themselves in this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. So this hearing, it can never be overstated, its importance. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the exemplar of a perfected soul through hearing is Parikshit Maharaj. He's given up everything and he has inquired to Shukadev Goswami, what is it that one should hear, remember, chant, especially one who's about to die? Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that is all of us. That is all of us. He is told within 7 days he will die. And as far as I remember, Monday to Sunday, 7 days. And these days with social media, aren't we hearing every day almost of Vaishnavas leaving their body? So one should meditate that we are at the doorstep of death and should take this example of Parikshit Maharaj with rapt attention. He gave up everything and went to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, his hearing led to him discarding the bodily concept of life. By the time Takshaka came to bite him and his life, he had already become disconnected with the identity of this physical body. He was situated in the self. So that is possible for all of us. We have to simply maintain the faith and be chaste, especially to hear from Srila Prabhupada, who has come for us. He has digested this message and given these purports. Why is he having hardly any sleep overnight translating? So that you and I can hear. Sanskrit is there, we could hear it, but how to understand the meaning? So it gives us a great responsibility that somehow or the other we have to extend this mercy to the rest of the world. We have to try and create opportunities, facilities for the people of the world to hear. Otherwise it is said in the Bhagavatam, anato pasamam sakshat, bhakti yoga madokshati, lokasya janata vidvans chakre satvata samhita. That the masses of the world, they are unaware that all these so-called sufferings and happiness, are the miseries of this world, are superfluous to them. Meaning, it's not really crystal clear that we are the soul embodied in this temporary case. And so everyone takes it very seriously, this one page of this eternal book of the soul. And everyone invests everything and tries to encourage everyone to gather around this illusory identity. It will be gone just now. So it is said that because of this, Srila Vyasadeva has compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam in the height of his own spiritual maturity, so that he can introduce Bhakti Yogam Adokshaji, the process of devotion, connection to Adokshaja, Krishna, who is beyond the range of material sense perception. We are trapped in this universe. And whatever we can perceive is very limited. So how are we to perceive that which is beyond the range of our senses? We have to hear from those who are liberated, who are beyond the imprisonment, about the person who is beyond this material world. Therefore, this hearing process is most, most important. And to hear from the right sources. For us, it's very clear whom we should hear from thoroughly is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is said of hearers in Bhagavad Mahatmya, there's superior and inferior types of hearers. So this is where we do some self-diagnosis. Note, though, that the mind likes to overestimate our own capabilities. It said, four superior, chatak, hearing like the chatak. The chatak bird is famous for drinking water that falls directly from the cloud. That it'd rather die than drink water from any ground. So a chatak type of hearer is hanging on to every word of the speaker and is trying to catch it as it leaves the speaker's mouth. Of course, speaker has to be qualified. So chatak is there. Then it is said of the hangsa. The hangsa is famous for being able to separate from a mixture of milk and water. It can drink only the milk. So such a hearer, whatever is coming through, they are simply interested in the essence of life, in the essence of the message. They're picking up the Krishna consciousness. Whatever is not, they don't mind. It could be anyone, but they are simply there for the nectar. Then the parrot type of hearer, they can repeat as they have heard from their authorities. And so it means they are hearing simply to be able to repeat exactly what they've heard. And then it is said of the fish with his big eyes is fixed, looking at the speaker, trying to take whatever is coming from the speaker without even blinking. I don't know if you've ever seen fish. It looks strange sometimes. So it is like that when we find ourselves, like just like yesterday, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was sitting here speaking, and how much transfixed we were, you know, that any movement, any gesture is conveying many messages. Therefore, like fish, I was seeing devotees. So hearing, important. So of the inferior hearer, so there we can check if we are in that superior type of hearing. If not, we can all aspire. The inferior hearers are mentioned to be the wolf hearer. So the wolf, by his howling, he scares so many other animals and also people. And so the wolf hearer is simply hearing for the sake of broadcasting things that he himself is not bothered to follow. So he's hearing, but not interested actually in the subject matter for application, just so that I can go and repeat it some way. Sometimes we do that. We're supposed to have a conversation with devotees, but each one is just trying to download whatever we've heard somewhere. You know, we don't really hear what the other devotee is saying to really take it in and digest it. But this is also wonderful. We must hear. Then there's something called hearing like the Burunda bird. sounded like Burundi. There's a country in Africa called Burundi. There's also hearing like the bull. And finally, those are the four. The bull is said, he has no discrimination. He eats these types of leaves, he eats that type of sweet cake, whatever you put before him. So when we go and hear without discriminating who is speaking, then that hearing can actually become an infection. So we should hear from the right sources. And when we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes established within our hearts. And all that dirt, all that is inauspicious, it is said, is almost completely destroyed by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why we see that when Gadadhar Pandit was doubting whether Pundarik Vidyanidhi was actually a Vaishnava, he was told, there's this amazing Paramahansa Vaishnava, you have to go meet him. Mukunda took him there. So when he got there, as all of us, we try to understand things by what we see. He looked around. This place is like some plush spot. This Vaishnava is sitting on like cushions, and he's got umbrella over him. He's being fanned. He's got luxurious earrings. He's chewing on betel nut. He has, you know, forceps that he drinks from, you know, forceps, and he's chewing and spitting, and it just does not look like, you know, what we've been told, you know, the cutout of the Vaishnava. And so he thought, no, this is not a Vaishnava. And this is a very grave mistake that we are susceptible to, because we rely on our vision. Whereas this path is called Shuta Ikshita Pata. We see through hearing. So when Mukunda understood that Ada has this doubt about Pundarik Vidyanidhi, then he recited Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stana kala kutam, jigam sayapayat apasat, lebeda trim uchinban, kam vadailam, charanam vrajema. Who could be more merciful than Krishna, who accepted Putana, a witch who came with the intention to kill him, who smeared poison on her breast so that Krishna can suck her breast and be killed. I don't know if anyone has ever plotted to kill Krishna. It's really bizarre. It's really the height of insanity, like, you want to kill God. But there was her motive. But Krishna accepted the mood that she came with. Oh, she's coming as a mother. She wants to breastfeed me. Oh, okay. He accepted. Jai took the milk. Although Acharyas explained, you know, he had his eyes closed, different commentaries, that he's wondering, how is this witch coming here as my mother? What has she done previously to deserve this situation? Or Krishna is also thinking, again I have to do something which is irreligious. I have to kill a woman. I just started my pastimes. Acharya say that he's also closing his eyes, he's anticipating, yuck, witch milk. It's probably not going to taste so good. So Krishna accepted her mood. He's Bhava Graha Janadi. So this mood is what we have to pick up from the higher Vaishnavas. This mood simply to want to please Krishna, to please the devotees. If we're coming in that mood to try and please, whatever service we're trying to do will bear fruit if the motive is to please. So Krishna took the milk, took her life. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this sloka, immediately his cover as a materialist, you know, the outward look, he lost his mind. He fell into deep, deep ecstatic love of Krishna, kicking everything, rolling on the ground, foaming at the mouth, crying, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore revealing his actual position of being a lover of God. So there we are learning to hear first before we judge with what we see, and not to make the mistake of undermining Vaishnavas or neglecting them based on what we are seeing externally. Because this ball of flesh is very limited. It cannot understand Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Nabujaya. We cannot understand the Vaishnava in these ways. But when we hear from the Vaishnava, then we can understand this person has accepted Krishna. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. It's all we're looking for. Someone who's accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes the best person for us. I mean, therefore, devotees, sometimes we're really like suckers for anyone. We meet people on the streets. The person was just performing sinful activities before our eyes. But if they're willing to come closer and we say, can you say Hare Krishna? And they say Hare Krishna. Oh, we are the best person. We embrace him. You want to come with us? Do you want to live with us? We'll feed you, we'll clothe you, don't worry. Some of the devotees here came under these conditions. Most of us. Because they accept Krishna. Even without really knowing, they accept repeating his name. So this is what we have to look at. Then when we see that everyone around us has accepted this Krishna, who has mesmerized ourselves, then they are the best of all human beings. And therefore we treat each and every devotee as the precious part and parcel of Krishna that they are. In this way we become happy in the association of devotees. We become protected by that association. And then we are able to hear from each other. Because what is the value of having association of devotees, but we cannot hear Krishna Katha from each other? So we pray to the previous acharyas, we pray to Srila Prabhupada to assist us to cultivate very strong hearing. And not that only we are only hearing for the sake of accumulating knowledge that we can beat each other over the head with, but that we become transformed. Yesterday we were hearing about the character of the Vaishnava, the qualities of a devotee. How attractive is that? Imagine Shivananda saying he's ecstatic for expending all resources to bring the devotees to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his joy. Externally, he's struggling, taking up all sorts of headaches. But when we think, imagine, I had that consciousness. That's attractive. And when we have that, that attracts the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Mahaprabhu gave full mercy to him and his family. So we are hoping to be transformed, to pick up these qualities. And that is what the sages wanted. They wanted to use their power of hearing to hear about the Self, the Supreme Self, so that they can awaken that divine consciousness which will be pleasing to Krishna, which will attract Krishna. So the world is in need of that, and we have this sweet and sour responsibility. May you please accept this sweet and sour sabji of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna. I think there are some thoughts, some comments, maybe questions. There's a mic.
First of all, I just want to thank you for a very wonderful class. Thank you very much. So the question is about different types of hearing. That was very, very wonderful. So I'd like to know what category this question is in, if you can be so kind. We may want to be a self-starter, preacher, entrepreneur of Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna consciousness to others, but we may be lacking the spirit of initiative to do this. What is your advice?
We have to catch the disease from those who have initiative, or especially those who have enthusiasm to spread Krishna consciousness. If I don't have something, then I try to look who may have what I need. And so the qualities are picked up from the devotees. So like enthusiasm, like a virus of some sort, is something to be caught from those who have it. When we see and experience the benefit of stepping out of our own limitation by picking up a new habit or taking up a new service, like the question is, you know, some initiative. So we partner with those who have it, and then we're able to experience the joy of living within that quality or taking that initiative. So I would say like that, partner with those who have initiative, learn from them, and then later on you will be able to act with initiative, having imbibed it from those who have it.
Thank you.
So. There's a mic.
Hari Bol. Oh. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Beyond expectation. We've been bombarded by mundane sound. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, mundane sound. How are we to be protected by it, especially the young devotees? I mean, how can they be protected from this mundane influence, mundane song vibration?
It's very difficult.
Especially with the music and stuff.
Yeah, it's like in winter, then it's cold. It's hard to stay away from the cold. So everyone runs into the houses. Here the house have central heating. So it means we need shelter. There's this nice little gadget full of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. There's also the internet is full of kirtan and different lectures. So young people require to be under supervision, either of the parents, of the spiritual master, temple authorities as such. So we have to take that responsibility as the elders, also to monitor and assist the younger people, get involved, try to see how to help them balance. And by balance, we want to slowly get to hearing only Krishna conscious sound vibration. But see, you know, what's in the phone? What's being heard? I suggest there's audio books. Sometimes it's a problem. don't want to read, young people, because the audiovisual world is so enchanting, and now they're moving us into more immersive experiences, you know, augmented reality. Basically, just we're really dealing with Maya and creating another level of Maya. So the challenge is thick. So it requires an effort of a tribe. That's why within the home, the value of the family is that it's a team to battle Maya. And unfortunately, the culture says that we facilitate for the channels through which the sun vibration comes. You know, there's the television, there's uncapped internet. What do you expect? Everyone has this mobile phone. So we have to really make a concerted effort to counteract that sound vibration by making sure that we are hearing regularly or at specific times. And that will be case by case, home by home, that we make this effort. Otherwise, it is like the elephant, Kunjara Sochavat. We come and bathe our consciousness in hearing Krishna Katha. That's maybe 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours if we're lucky. And then as soon as we leave that sangha, click, and the machine gun is hitting each one individually, because each has the broadcast network of Maya. So I think we have to preach, teach, and speak about this very strongly, because it is really corroding our Krishna consciousness. We really have to come up with serious programs around this, counteracting this mundane sound vibration.
Hi, Krishna Guru. Very wonderful class, well articulated. My question is, in the beginning of the class you said that you were talking about how materialistic people have a tendency to always want to expand their circle of influence for the sake of gaining personal honor. And I was thinking that, you know, we heard that you're on the sannyas list. And so sannyas is an ashram which enables you to increase your circle of influence and also increase the amount of honor that you receive. So we know that it's for Krishna, you know, theoretically, it's for Krishna, it's for the service of Krishna, it's for spreading Krishna consciousness. But, and this is, I'm asking because I'm thinking that this is probably something that you've been meditating on, is how to not fall into that trap of wanting to use the facility of the ashram, the circle of influence that you have now, for our own. How can we not fall into the trap of using it for our own, you know, personal, you know, inflation, or, you know, like getting puffed up, basically. Because that's there, you know, like, we're coming from a background where that's like our default setting. So how to not let that come in, that, wow, I'm so powerful, look how everyone just wants me to, everyone's inviting me to speak, everyone's paying, you know, like how to stay humble in that scenario.
I think of this quite often, that you mentioned even this about sannyas, you know. It's a service station, but it has this life of its own, that it attracts a lot of things, positive and negative. And by spending time with those who have these service stations, where there's a lot of, as you're saying, you know, sense of importance and facility, influence, and trying to understand from them, again, where is the nectar of life? And then you understand from such devotees that it is in the service attitude, you know, dasa, dasa, anadasa. That when the devotee is focused on Krishna, like we mentioned, is the reservoir of all pleasure, then there are no needs left to be fulfilled that Krishna is not fulfilling. And the closer one is to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one realizes their own insignificance. So it's an opportunity to have nothing but Krishna in your life and nothing but Krishna's devotees, but without staying close to those who are fixed in the proper consciousness, without remaining a disciple under discipline of one's superiors, then material energy is looking for any gap. And as you said, we are raised from this culture of self-assertion and becoming exploiters, controllers, enjoyers. So it's always a danger for any devotee. Just see what I have done. And at the same time, Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Kamani Savas Ahankara Vimudat Makatami. We recite the verse. Oh, Krishna is the doer, but I have done. So we can only depend on Krishna, try to culture some humility, stay under the discipline of superior Vaishnavas, and know that Krishna will help us if we are trying to depend on Him. But I still have to see how that goes. For me, as a brahmachari, you have your space. You can hide here and there and just... But yeah, this is like now, like, Osaya Sachidas, the sannyas candidate. Like, can't you just be, yeah. So it just puts that whole thing that as if you are something special. I don't know where I'm in Sadaka. I'm just trying to serve. So I hope, yeah, to remain under the shelter of superior Vaishnavas.
Srila Prabhupada, he would often stare at the deities for a very long time, praying very intensely. And on one occasion, devotees asked him, I think he was in France, I'm not sure where, but they asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what are you praying for? And he's saying, I'm praying I will not fall down. Yes. So he was constantly praying, yes, like that. So that might be is to constantly pray. Mm. Please let me not fall down.
And to request the devotees to pray for us. You know, the prayers of the devotees are actually what keeps us going. You don't know who's praying for you, and so the protection. So, I mean, as the question is a bit on the personal direct, it would be like, my request always is to try and ask the devotees, please keep me in your prayers. And if the devotees are on your side praying for you, then again, it's a team in service. We help each other, however, in service. Thank you for the question. Gantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.